8:22, and yow! Where did that come from?
What's that?
Oh.
Pain in the head?
Yeah. You know, one of those things that just pops up right in the temple where it feels like the little doll Chucky has snuck up behind you with the blade that's about a foot and a half long,
yeah,
and just gives you one quick jab.
Ooh, that's not nice.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Man, I hate that. And there's not much you can do about it either.
Is it going away?
You just wait for the next one to hit. Yeah, it's gone now.
Okay.
Just like that. But that means I've got probably at least two more in store for me this morning. Hey, 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what that time is from?
No.
The Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah. The dude who ran.
26.2 miles in 2 hours, 3 minutes. And 2 seconds. Is that not an unbelievable time?
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, it, what amazes me is how the times continue to drop. I can remember whenever I was in high school and was a cross-country runner, and, you know, we always talked about running marathons and this and that, and how back then the times, 216, 218, 220, and, you know, 222... Oh, you can't go any faster than that. And for years, the mark of 2 hours and 5 minutes seemed impossible.
Right.
No way anybody was going to crack that. Well, that I think last year they did break it. This year, four runners came in under 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting. The reason I bring this up, one of it's the fastest marathon.
Uh-huh.
On record,
right,
meaning out of all marathons. But it will never be a world record.
I read that yesterday.
The
Something
reason?
About the downhill.
Well, all
the grade.
All marathon courses are different.
Right.
And you can't really compare this marathon to that marathon.
Yep.
So the guy will never have a world record for setting this time for a 26-mile marathon. But, of course, he'll always be able to say, I broke the Boston Marathon record. But
exactly. You think he'll go run the other track to see if he can actually break the record?
You know, I can't speak for him, but what I would probably have done is I would have probably just found a table, sat down, and say, endorsement! And been done with the whole thing. Just been done. Say, I'm
good
done
move.
Running. Now, let's see what I can make off of it. But those times still amaze me. Kate Middleton.
Yes, yes. Quite a popular young lady these days.
Yeah, when is the actual royal wedding?
I think I saw in the news earlier. It's this Friday.
This Friday or next Friday?
Next Friday.
The
next
29th,
Friday.
I believe,
yeah,
looking at the calendar. You know, she's going to go through some changes.
You think?
As if she hasn't already. I mean, she's been dating Prince Boy for about 9 years.
Long time, yeah.
So I came across a few of the things that might change.
Okay.
Whenever she enters the Royal House of Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we're not going to be able to call her Kate anymore.
Oh, that's true, wasn't it?
Get this title. And women in America would say, no. No way you'll call me that. But her official title will be Her Royal Highness the Princess William.
Oh.
Of Wales.
What?
Yeah. But, as commoners,
uh-huh,
we won't have to call her that all the time. We can call her Catherine. Or ma'am.
You know, her full name, Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, sounds rather...
It sounds more New York...
Yeah. High society.
High society.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sounds more New Yorkish high society, mm-hmm, and hanging out at those parties with Donald Trump and the thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, no, we'll be able to call her Catherine, or ma'am, which the article I found had, they never have pronunciations where I get my information at, except for this one. For ma'am, they have in parentheses, like ham. That's like straight out of our news department.
That would be, yeah.
For a pronunciation. But, anyway, apparently the higher-ups that are in the know,
uh-huh,
with the royal family, they're going to have the press get together kind of wine and dine him and say, look, from now on, you know, Catherine is what you're to call him. I don't think so. I really don't think that's... People of Britain are going to still call her Katie.
Yeah, I would
Little
imagine.
Katie up on the hill.
Yeah, and so. As much turmoil as the whole royal family has been through, they need to try and connect a little bit more. So,
Voting. She'll still be able to vote.
Good.
But there's a good chance she won't.
Okay.
Most of the royal family able to, but they don't because of the neutrality whole thing in their position, which would lead you right into running for a political office. Not a good idea.
No.
So, again, she could. Better not.
Right.
Also, what? I found this one. She will not be allowed to play the game of Monopoly.
What?
Apparently, I'll just have to read something into this. Apparently, there's been a problem in the past with the royal family playing Monopoly because it gets too vicious.
That's awesome.
So they are not allowed, the royal family is not allowed to play the board game.
Just to keep everybody at peace.
Of Monopoly.
That's great.
Is that,
I
so,
like it.
What do they play?
I don't know.
If they were just...
Shoot some letters.
Candyland.
There you go.
Well, you know, Candyland, though, still kind of competitive.
We used to play Risk as a family, and it got a little touchy every now and then.
They couldn't do that. And Boggle, no. I don't know. I don't think there's any game.
Charades.
Every game I've ever played, no matter how silly or basic it was, has always turned into something competitive. Between my friends. That's why I don't play games anymore. One more reason
That's what the games are for.
She can never say or do anything controversial.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, but mark that one off the list. That's all they do anymore, it seems like. No longer able to eat shellfish.
What?
Not allowed to eat shellfish within the House of Windsor because there's a fear of food poisoning.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's something. Work? She's allowed to work, but probably shouldn't.
Right.
And why would you?
Why
would you?
Especially, whenever you've got the opportunity to do so much goodwill in so many different places, too.
And, she's made it. Mm-hmm. The rest of us spend our whole lives working so that we can quit one day.
Uh-huh.
She didn't even have to start. She's held, one job, I think.
Not a bad gig.
Not for very long. Uh-huh. She was an accessory person.
I think for the family business, too.
So there you go. And she's not able to sign anything unofficial just because later on, if she has to sit in on the legislature in place of her husband, she may have to sign something official.
Interesting.
So, from now on, she won't be able to. Or as of the 29th,
right.
I guess she'll be able to sign her marriage certificate, and then that's it.
I think I'd be doing all kinds of things before the 29th.
And rounding out the whole Kate Middleton thing, finishing her dinner.
Okay.
I did not know this. But when the Queen is done, you're done.
Oh, my.
When the Queen says, I've had enough, you've had enough. Put the fork down.
Oh, my. That seems...
Oh, man, I'd sit down and just start shoveling. So no way is she going to tell me I'm not eating all of that.
One way to limit conversation at dinner.
Yeah, no kidding. I came across this article as we wrap up this morning. 5 reasons not to count Sarah Palin out in 2012.
Okay.
I skipped over it because my mom is my indicator on who's in and out.
Oh, she's pretty good at that.
Politics came up on the phone the other day, and I said, hey, did you hear about Sarah Palin? Everybody's talking about her. And she goes, did you ever tell me how the Rod Stewart concert was? She's out.
She's out.
She is out. I really hate